This is a hearing, parole hearing for Mr. Warren W. Summerlin, that's S-U-M-M-E-R-L-I-N-E, ADC number 045318. Mr. Summerlin has waived his appearance before this board. He has been certified by the Department of Corrections for a 412B-411. That is parole to his next consecutive sentence or absolute discharge. He's currently serving a sentence for a murder first degree, and that sentence had its beginning back on September 11, 1981. He became parole eligible on May 1st, 2006. And this particular sentence is that he's currently serving is 25 years to life. If he's paroled to his next consecutive sentence, he would be paroled to sexual assault, and that would be for 28 years if this board saw fit to move him to his next consecutive sentence. Based upon information that I've gleaned that's been provided to the board, his most recent discipline would have been back in May 30th of 2017, possession of drugs. However, this one was dismissed in 2010, assault of an inmate, that was a minor, and in 04, possession of manufactured weapons, and that was a major. He's appeared before this board 14 times, and then he's been denied each time. And the last time he appeared before this board was in March 27, 2017. He was denied at that time. And at that time, among the board members who are present today, Mr. Kiwanis, as well as myself, we were present. The other two board members were not on the board at that particular time. On April, according to information that I've gleaned, I'll go first of all, that he was initially prosecuted by the Maricopa County Attorney's Office in 1981. However, Pinal County Attorney's Office became the prosecuting agent in 2008 after a conflict motion was filed by the defense. And I just wanted to put that on record. And the death sentence was eventually set aside. Initially, it was a death sentence, but he pleaded guilty to first degree murder with a parole possibility after 25 years. And the offense itself, I'll go back to the offense itself. It took place on April 30th, 1981, when the victim, Ms. Bailey, was found dead in the trunk of her vehicle in a parking lot at 3442 West Van Buren in Phoenix. She was nude from the mid to chest downward, and her clothing was found on the rear floorboard of her vehicle. She was reported missing on the day before, which would have been April 24th, when she did not return to her job as a collection agent for a Finance for America company in Tempe, Arizona. It was determined that she had stopped at the defendant's residence regarding a delinquent payment on a loan, and she was reported missing. Silent witness picked it up the next day, and they received a call that a female matching her description had been found murdered in the company car. A search of the defendant's residence found that evidence that she had been there, and he was arrested for murder and sexual assault. He had an arrest record. He had 13 crimes, convicted crimes, and they had been in Florida, Nebraska, and Arizona. Based upon the information that I've gleaned from the information provided to the board, I do not feel that it would be appropriate to move him to his next consecutive sentence, but I'm prepared to listen to other board members, and I would also point out that he was tried by jury and found guilty. But now I'm prepared to listen to other board members.
Anything further?
Hearing nothing from other board members, and I'm going to move to find that Mr. Summerlin should be denied, that is, his move to his next and second sentence of absolute discharge, in as much as the prime itself, and in addition to the prime itself, he has also requested that he does not wish to leave the prison at this time. He is at the age of 70, and he feels that it would not be appropriate for this board to move him to his next consecutive sentence. Therefore, I'm going to move to, I think I've already moved to deny. I would not move for a set off, in as much as this crime had taken place earlier, and reasons for denial, or in as much as this was a murder, as I would include, okay, for Mr. Summerlin, one second, I have some of the pieces of paper here, he would, let me write him up here, okay, I would deny it on the basis of reason for denial was serious and violent offense, loss of human life, serious and deviant offense, trauma to the victim, victim's harassment because he went into that victim's house and took advantage of her, violation of previous parole or probation for this purpose. A release plan is not necessary at this time. However, it being present today, there is no family or community support present at this particular time. And those are the reasons for the now. Is there anything else that any board member wishes to be included? Hearing nothing else, then this will end the hearing for Mr. Summerlin, which the board has voted to deny his move to his next consecutive sentence or absolute discharge for Warren W. Summerlin, that's S-U-M-M-E-R-L-I-N, ADC number 045318. And this will end this hearing as he will be recertified to come before this board by the Department of Corrections in and about 6 months from now, and then he will be placed on the calendar of the board, and he will be eligible to appear before this board again. This will end his hearing. Thanks so very much.